Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like Febreze. I'm allergic to the devil, make your boy wanna sneeze. God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like Febreze. I'm allergic to the devil, make your boy wanna sneeze. Wait a minute.
Holy Spirit, I'ma get it. Anything that praises God, I'm with it. Everybody wanna hate, cuz I'm a Christian, but it's all good. Praise God that I'm living life short like a midget. Tennessee made the beat, so I told him I'ma spit it. Now Windows Media, but I'm still gonna rip it, never stop. Gotta get it, but I gotta stop sinning, cuz the Lord got my back, so my front ain't winning. Wait a minute, y'all don't feel it. That's the Holy Ghost just running through my spirit. Thank God for the minute.
Thank Jesus for the hour.
My dog got courage, but he ain't no coward. Got the most high, higher than a tower. His love so sweet, sweeter than sour. God so awesome that he has powers. He rose from the dead, look better than a flower. Anyways, I don't need no girls to rock my world. I got Jesus Christ, cuz he's my world. I don't need no diamonds or no pearls. I got the Holy Spirit, yeah, he's my world. You're the best thing, the greatest blessing. I lift my hand high, but that don't mean I'm stretching. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ay. 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 Yeah. God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like Febreze. I'm allergic to the devil, make your boy wanna sneeze. God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like Febreze. And I'm allergic to the devil,
I got you,
boy wanna sneeze. God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like detergent. Lord, I give you my all because, Lord, you deserve it. I confess with my mouth and, Lord, you heard it. God, we all fell short, but
Jesus is perfect.
See, he's worth it.
No more cursing.
Gotta quit playing.
Like a circus,
no more hurting
people on purpose.
Just like David,
no more jerking.
Lord, I'm sorry for my sins.
Help me not to do it again.
Change my life, Lord.
I repent, cause I wanna see you in heaven. Amen. Ay. And Jesus walked on water. I'm one of God's sons, balling like Vince Carter. Yeah, there's one God in three orders. The Holy Ghost, God the Son, and God the Father. Yep, I'm getting smarter. I've been asking God for wisdom. I've been reading my Bible, staying away from television. On a mission for the Lord. Victory is how I'm living. Fantasy, take it away, cause knuckle needs this finish. Amen. Thanks, bro, I needed that. Guess it's my go. Lord, be with me. Like Trick said, I'm gonna make it bleed. Better get a band-aid. Yeah, God is so good, like the opposite of bad. Don't you ask me where I got it, cause I get it from my dad. Man, you know I put in work, like I'm tryna make this money. Got the Bible in my hands, like only God could take it from me. I gotta go to church and pay my tithes, make this music, gotta change my life. I will not cry, like I will not strive, gotta do my thing, cause I'm baptized. Nothing but right, I gotta live holy, shout out to the church, like all y'all know me. God's on my team, so I'm ballin' like Kobe, see me in the streets, like God my homie. Everything good, know everything well, know everything swell. Locked up like jail, man, I gotta do it like I do it for you. I talk so much, I can never bore you. God don't lie, kinda like nonfiction. Rub those hands like you'll feel friction. Oops, my bad, I forgot to mention. You got no money, better pay attention. Yeah. That's how we do. That's how we do. That's how we do. You like that? God tell me if you like this right here. God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like Febreze. I'm allergic to the devil, make your boy wanna sneeze. God's fresh like soap, no, fresh like Febreze. I'm allergic to the devil, make your boy wanna sneeze. Wait, and that's my word, no petty at his. Catch me in the church like I handle my biz. Gotta be real, kinda like wife, don't you worry about her, I ain't got no wife. That's my hook, better catch some fish. Man, I'm so clean, kinda like a dish. Getting out early, I'm dismissed. Why so mad, boy, don't be pissed. God's so good, no, God's so great, better thank my Lord for this hot plate. First time meeting him like a blind date. Gotta change it up, like your waist. Gotta beat it up in church like drums. I give him thanks, kinda like pilgrims. Tastes real good, just like a plum. It came from God, so I told him, yum. Let me get this straight, kinda like braces. Man, I'm so tight, like my shoelaces. God told me, never switch places. Follow his steps, use his traces. And you know it's Watson ENT. ENT, gotta defeat my enemy. Fantasy.
Welcome to Spiritual Feeding, y'all. What's going on? Mike Nancy got you live in the building.
My bad. I was, yeah, definitely, man. What's going down? It's your boy Mike Mitch. with my homegirl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tuned in to Spiritual Feeding, and we're here to feed your souls, man, one scripture at a time. Before we start any show, we like to always start off with prayer. So I'm going to go ahead and start off right now with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, for this medium, for this airwave, so your word can be heard and preached, and you can make a mighty move on your people, on the ears of your listeners. We just thank you so much for the opportunity. We pray that every listener that's on right now will be blessed, will be saved, will be encouraged, will be edified, will be exalted, will be lifted up as we exalt your name on today, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
What's going on, Diva?
You already know it's spiritual feeding. Got the table laid out. There's enough food and praise to get it on today. So I'm just thankful that God has blessed me with another day to be able to use as a tool to talk about him. We're going to talk about the Lord tonight, and I'm also excited about Power Living Part 2. So I'm ready to get into it. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard.
Definitely, man. Diva Mary Kay was saying, we going with Power Living Part 2. Last week, you know, we spoke on power living. And a lot of things we need to learn as believers is that we have authority in this land. And he gave us power, the same power he has. He gave us the same authority to call those things that are not as though they were, to bind the devil, put up under our feet. He gave us, authority, he gave us power, divine power to make things happen in this earth. So we just got to learn how to live in that, walk in that, speak in that, and teaching that as well. So I have a scripture here in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. It says here, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of his all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. So before he even knew who we were, he already had a plan for us. He already had a destination for us. He's already been perfected by his faith. He called us to his own to do the things that, that he already done before he died upon the cross, that we can still, preach in temples. We can still preach God there and witness to your prostitutes, per se, your backsliders, your sinners, those that may be, slacking or maybe lacking the knowledge of God. It's for us. It's not for ourselves that we're saved. It's for other people, so we can go out and witness and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, and not only Lord, he is our Savior. So, that's the thing about power living. We have that power to go out there and preach. A lot of places, if you go to like third world countries, they don't even have that liberty. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So, here in the United States, we have that pleasure or that opportunity to, hold Bible studies right here in our homes, to have this medium here of spiritual feeding, to where, we won't get persecuted for proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ. A lot of times people in other countries can get, persecuted for this. So, we are blessed. Sometimes we take it for granted. Sometimes we maximize the opportunity. But today we are maximizing the opportunity to get people to realize who Jesus Christ is and what his purpose for us is. So, that's just a little backdrop of what's going to go on tonight. So, Diva Mary Kay, man, you got something to add to that?
Oh, most definitely I have something to add to that about this power living, power living. And when you come or when you get saved, you should rejoice and be happy about that, because the old person that you used to be has now died.
Right.
You know, you're not that old person that you used to be, and you know, you're not looking at yourself as a person that's strung out on drugs, or a person that's, you know, have multiple failed relationships, or a person
right.
with low self-esteem, or a person that has, you know, failed in a lot of the business ventures. You know, you don't have none of those. You should rejoice and be happy that, yo, I'm saved now.
Right.
Oh, man. I'm so thankful about this that I'm saved, because I am renewed.
Right.
I'm renewed in the kingdom of God. Like, that is so great. And that comes with power living. Listen to what we're saying, power living. So that means some powerful things are going to happen for me, because
exactly.
I'm practicing power mm-hmm. living.
Mm-hmm. Key word, practice. Mm-hmm.
Practicing. You know, we're not going to be, you know, perfect at this. When you first come to God, that's why I say renew. Renew meaning to start over, you
right,
know,
right.
To make something new. You're starting all over from scratch. So being,
right.
you know, happy about that and getting excited about that is one of the parts of
yeah.
power living, because you get to reinvigorate yourself, but
right.
you're doing it through your creator. You're doing it
right.
through praise and worship, and all those, you know, scars that you had, and those wounds and those insecurities and those iniquities that you had, you ain't even got to worry about that no more.
Right.
It's just a blessing. So power
Amen.
Living, I'm really excited about this, and I'm so glad, you know, Mike Mitch, that you wanted to do a part two and on it, because, you know, this is something that's definitely on our spirit. And big shout out to Nikki Rich. You know, she's another blessed queen. She knows about power living.
Good.
And big
okay.
shout out to guests. Yeah, she definitely knows about power living. You know, she definitely keeps herself balanced, and, you know, she holds up the banner. So that's definitely a blessing. And big shout out to guest 13450. We see y'all in the chat room.
What
we got
up?
More people. Yeah, what up? It's Power Spiritual Feeding each and every Sunday, man. And we're talking about this power living. One thing that I wanted to add, you know, with the power living, with some of the things that how we equipped ourselves when we going out, because we are entrepreneurs, we are seen in a heavy light in the world, you know, and a lot of times we think that we have to change for the world. You don't have to change for the world, y'all.
Right.
The world changed for you because you are in His grace. You are in His kingdom. You are in His glory. You don't have
right.
to, you know, submit to the things of the world. And, you know, as a lot of things go on in the world is just going to get a lot more looser and a lot more evil and a lot more crass.
Right.
It's just going to come in different colors, you know.
Right.
Having that power of living and standing on your faith, standing on the word of God, standing on your purpose, y'all. I'm standing on my purpose on purpose.
Mm. Right.
I'm power living to my purpose on purpose.
On purpose.
Yeah. I'm a hearer of the word of God on purpose. I am what the word of God says that I am. I can do what the word of God says that I can do. You know, but with that power living, you gotta hold strong on it like you was protecting your kids.
Right.
I'm gonna throw it over to you, Mike Mitch. I know you got more.
Hey, man, you know, I was listening to you talk about, you know, renewing, and I just got one analogy. Like, you know, people take care of, or you say you have an old vehicle, you know, like
mm-hmm.
I have plenty of old cars, you know, that probably was a little busted or rusted, and, you know, probably didn't run as good as it did when I first got it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But after a new paint job, maybe a new engine, a lube job, and, you know, oil change, all that good stuff, man, it ran like a brand new vehicle. You know, no matter what we go through in our lives, whether we was whoremongers or whether we were, you know, addicts to drugs or pornography or lust or whatever the case may be, whatever our drug was, you know, we felt like we was ran down. But, you know, God
mm-hmm.
said, I come to do a new thing. I come to creating you a new heart. We giving you a new spirit, you know. So these things here, like, there's some, like, it's always key words that, you know, when I'm talking to people, that like quickens me to think of something else or what God is really trying to do and what He's trying to say. You know, he wants us to, you know, we're not painting it the way we want to be painted. We paint it the way God paints us.
Mm-hmm.
The way he paints us, there's no rusting. You know what I'm saying? There's no getting old. You know, there's no, you know, no tires getting flat. You know what I'm saying? And then you said purpose. You know, I'm living my purpose on purpose. That's another thing that comes with power living. You know, once you understand your purpose in life, you know, it makes power living a little bit easier. You know, okay,
mm-hmm.
I know God called me to do, you know, this, and this, or just this. You know, so I'm purposely, you know, waking up in the morning to fulfill my vision, my purpose, you know, what God has given me to do. So that's another part of power living. You know, everybody can't do the same job. You know, we're called the body, you know, that fully function. We should be a fully functioning body. You know, if D. Mary Kay is, the headliner or the head honcho of the show, my job is to play the background. You know what I'm saying? My job is to be the co-host. My job is to be her assistant. You know what I'm saying? So I can't be, we both can't be the head. Somebody got to be, you know, the person doing A, B, C, while the person doing D, E, F. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? We all have to play a position and we all got to play a part. And that's another part of power living. We can power live individually and we can also power live corporately, you know, collectively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the Bible tells us two is always better than one. You know, so what we're doing here is, you know, putting our twos together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Putting our ones together and making a two. You know, so he said, when two or more gather in my name, he said, I'll be right there in the midst.
You right about that. You amen
know.
To that, Mike. Yeah, and I like what you said about everybody has a position. And remember, the body of Christ, everybody has a position in the body of Christ. You know, you for yourself, and you know, a lot of people go to church and whatnot,
right.
And they be like, you know, and big shout out to Cynthia, man. I see you, Cynthia. Thank you for tuning in to Spiritual Feeding. It's me, Diva Mary Kay, aka Ebony B, and Mike Mitch is live in the building. We getting our spiritual feeding on. Make sure y'all grab your Bibles, aka your plates, because we got them. A buffet and abundance of spiritual feeding that we going to do. We air each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. And you can call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And, you know, getting back to what I was saying, you know, even with the bite, everybody has a position. You may not be a singer. Or,
right.
You know, you may not be able to direct the choir, or you may not be in the youth ministry. You may see these other people that's in the body of Christ, but that's their talent. That's
right.
Their talent. You don't have to worry about their talent because guess what? You are power living on today. You're going to God every night when you go to sleep and when you wake up, and we talked about this in Power Living Part 1, is your personal relationship with the Lord. When you're
right.
praying... And when you speaking with the Lord, it's a one-on-one. That's why he calls it a relationship. It's me
right.
and you. God know everything about us. So we can go and confess to him and get honest. That's part of it. That's real good that when you go to him and you're speaking to God in your private time, you don't need Craig and Day Day and them around you.
Yeah,
you and
God. Right.
You and the Lord, you know, put the kids to sleep. Tell honey, like,
right.
look, this is my time. I'm
right.
going.
Right.
Me and God, me and my Creator, me and Yahweh
yeah.
is about
yeah.
to kick you.
Right, it's important.
So, you
it's
know,
very important.
Yeah,
it's crucial.
It's very crucial. But you know, you want to have your personal relationship with God, and it's so
right.
important for you guys to connect. And when we talking about power living, I wanted to just talk about the enemy right about now. The enemy, or enemies, or Satan. The only thing that the enemy comes to do, and the only time he comes is to basically, he doesn't come unless he's coming to steal something, kill something, or destroy something.
Right.
That
right.
is the only time he is coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Now that we are power living, y'all, we need to recognize this.
Mm-hmm.
We need to recognize this. When somebody hating on you, it's all right. I'm power living. When somebody
right.
takes from you or steals something from you, that's okay. I'm power living. When somebody try to destroy your name, your heart, your confidence, your self-esteem, your family,
right.
it's okay. I'm power living, because you when we're power living, we already know the provision of God is already done.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
You ain't even got to worry about it. Oh, I know God going to take care of that.
Right.
Sometimes I get bills in the mail. I'll be like, oh, look, Lord, you got mail. And word up, because I know, like, I know, I believe it in my heart, I believe it in my spirit that he's going to take care of it. And guess what? He's taking care of. Because
right.
I believe.
That's
I'm
going
to throw it over to you, Mike Mitch.
Hey, man, that's real talk, man. You definitely have to understand who God says you, who God says you are, and understand that the power is not ours. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's his. He gave us a job, you know, and our job is to, you know, go out there and make disciples out of the nation, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, be present. Be salt of the earth. You know, so he said we are the apple of his eye, you know, beautifully and wonderfully made. It's how he made us, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made. And, you know, and that's just how we have to live our life, knowing who we are, knowing whose we are,
mm-hmm.
and who we say we are. You know, he said, I'm a peculiar people in a strange land, strange nation, you know, so I'm supposed to stand out. I'm supposed to look weird to you. You know, I'm supposed
You're
to
right.
be strange.
I'm supposed to be strange to you.
my family, my friends, we all should be looking strange to, you know, to the world, because that's what he called us to be. And if I'm blended in, I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's power living. I gotta purposely, you know, like you said, I gotta purposely live my purpose on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Power
I
living, you know. Yeah. You know, living with purpose. You know, you got to. I mean, the Bible tells us, man, without a vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18 tells us that. You know, we don't have a vision. You know, the people will perish. They said, like, I was in church today, and the pastor here right on that. You know, he was saying, people, like, the same verse, everything. Without the vision, people perish. They dwell naked. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're not
mm-hmm.
even clothed. They're running around reckless. Because they have no vision, they have no leadership, they have no direction, they have no nothing. But since we have, you know, a sense of who we are and our purpose, and we are now power living, we have a direction, we have a destination, we have instruction, we have a leader, you know, we're following Jesus Christ, him, and that's just how he wants us to be. He wants us to be his little children, have faith like little children, and follow him, you know, without a care in the world. We just follow him without asking him questions. You know, we just gotta be obedient. We just have to live the life the way, you know, he intended us to do. So that's what I got. And that's the power of living. You know, we in part two of that. You know, you are now tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, Spiritual Feeding, with your boy Mike Mitch and Diva Mary Kay.
Let's get into a hot track, and when we come back, we're going to get into Because of Who You Are. This is definitely a powerful song. We're going to get into this song right here, and when we come back, we're going to start talking about giving God something to fight with, to give you, to give the righteousness. So when we come back from this song, we're going to talk about what we can do to be able to keep ourselves in the kingdom. Let's go.
Because of who destruction is all around, but God is present here. Well, the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself.
Welcome back, welcome back, you guys. You are now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding with Demon Mary Kay and Mike Mitch, and we talking about that power living. Oh, I'm encouraged. Power living means to encourage yourself too, right, Mike Mitch?
Right, you got to. So when you can't find courage, you got to take it. And then you be encouraged, you know, so I'm encouraged to take courage. You know what I mean?
that's
another part of power.
Yes, you are definitely right about that, man. You got to encourage yourself. You got to speak victory over yourself, man. We talking about that power living. We not walking around here with these little skinny Flavor Flav spirits no more. We got big precious spirits, big Evan, big just yes, he's a believer.
That needs to be
said. Yes, it's because, you know, we get so caught up in our insecurities, man, that, you know, we be just stalling ourselves out, Debo. Oh, you know, I was in the club last week, or, you know, I was with homegirl or homeboy last week. I mean, you know, you just open the door and just tell Satan, tell the devil, go ahead and wipe your feet, baby. Come on up in here and just destroy everything. You know, don't let them in. And I wanted to talk on giving God giving God. I know it sounds funny, but it was placed on my heart. The Lord places on my heart giving God something to fight with, to fight with for you. You know, giving, and when I say that, I mean giving him your righteousness. In this crazy, crazy world that we live in, yes, yes, you can give him your righteousness. Big shout out to Jed, I see you from Team Grindhard Radio. But giving God something to fight with, he don't really need much from us, but all he asks for is to believe in him, to trust in him. And I want to come from the good book, of course, because it's not about me. It's about God. And it comes from his words. Let's go to Romans. Let's go on over to Romans. Romans chapter 6, verse 6. So we're going to go ahead. Everybody grab their plate. I'm going to give y'all a few minutes. And, I see Nikki Rich, you put out a scripture, 2 Peter 1 and 3. We definitely going to get into that. And, Nikki, you can call into the show at any time, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Y'all all can call in. Let me go ahead and give y'all a chance to grab y'all plates, a.k.a. y'all Bibles, and get the Romans chapter 6, verse 6. And I'm going to post the call-in number, too, because, you know, as I minister to you, I minister to myself, y'all. Believe that. 347-850-1521. Y'all call in and y'all worship and share with us, too, because just like we encouraging y'all today, we want y'all to encourage us, too. We are a body of Christ. Let's go into it. I know everybody got their plate. You getting seconds, Mike Mitch? You getting more?
Yeah, I can always go for second, thirds, and fourths.
All right, because I always see you with a big plate. The spirit is feeding, man. You always piling on extra with the gravy. I see you over there. Let's get into it. Romans chapter 6, Romans 6, verse 16. It says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servant to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or in obedience unto the righteousness." And that verse for me, and I'm going to try to break it down and you guys can give me some feedback. And Mike Mitch, I know you're going to touch on it too. But what you obey is what you are servant to. Meaning that some of us are servants to our money. Mm. Some of us are servants to drugs, a controlled substance. Mm. Some of us are servants to depression. Some of us are servants to our mates. What you build yourself servant to, I mean, what you obey is what you are a servant of.
Right.
So you got to look at your life and think about it. And when to feel good, because everybody wants to feel some type of way, or this is the way I'm feeling, my feeling. But, you know, what is it that's in your life that you feel that you need to give you some type of sense of happiness, some type of sense of joy, some type of sense of wholeness? You know, and for some of us, again, it's money, some sex, some drugs.
Right.
But you can't worship two gods. It can't be God and money. It can't be God and drugs. It can't be God and sex.
Right.
It's only one. You know,
exactly.
And some of us, you know, really don't know that. And Mike Mitch, you can go ahead and touch on that thing right there. I'm a pastor praise on the left-hand side.
Yeah, you know what? And that's true, man. A lot of people think that they can. You know, and that's the bad part, man. God tell you yourself, you say, man, you know, to be any friend in the world is definitely not a friend of mine. So we can't serve two masters, man. We can't be straddling the fence. Ain't no fence. It's not no fence. You know what I'm saying? There's no such thing as a fence. And I think a lot of times we get caught up in that. I'm here and I'm over here. You can't be two places. You got to pick one. And, you know, and if you say you're over here and over there, you're just a double-minded person. Confused in all your ways, unstable, you know, and that's the truth of that. You know, we can't really take it any other way, you know, and you definitely right about what you obey is your servant, it's your master. You know, if I'm obeying my mate, she's definitely, you know, the person I hold in high regards as my master, you know, but you know, I obey God in respect or in reverence of her. You know, say I want him to tell me how to treat her. I want him to tell me how to love her. I want him to tell me how to respect her, how to nurture her, how to care for her, how to pray for her. You know, so and that's who I obey. That's who I serve. That's my master. You know, that's my father. So I would definitely not put so this is me talking, I would definitely not put any creature above the creator. You know, and we definitely, a lot of times we do that. Like you said, money is probably why one of the keys, number one masses that a lot of people have, you know, is that money. I want to get rich quick, and I don't care how I get it. You know, and that's what it say. That's why I say the love of money is the root to all evil. You know, it's not so much the money. It's the what I would do anything for it. I would die for it. I'd kill for it. I'd rob for it. You know, I'd give my soul for it. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. That's that love, that greed, that need. I just gotta have it, spirit, and that's why a lot of times we have a lot of wars. We have a lot of fall offs with your family members, a lot of fall offs with your friends, a lot of fall offs with business partners. You know, all over money. And that's usually, you know, what people obey. That's their master. So they do anything to keep it, anything they can have it, you know, just so they can make themselves feel good. So, yeah, definitely, man, I definitely agree with you, Stephen Mary Kay, that we have to, you know, prioritize, you know, what's more important. Definitely God is, for me, I know for you too, God is more important than anything. Because there was a time where I put money, you know, above all. I'll put women above all. I'll put my addiction above all. And, and all I do is find myself now, calling back to God. God, I need you. You know, this stuff here didn't put me in a rut. I'm in a ditch. I can't get myself out. So I need your help. You know, a lot of times, you know, we just got, you know, God wants to, he'll make us go till we see our bottom. You know what I'm saying? We'll be so low that we can't help but to look up and ask for help. You know, look for help. He said, look to the hills from which comes your help. You know what I'm saying? Look to the sky. I'm here. I've always been here. I never went away from you. You went away from me. I'm the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. You know, so the same God that you were serving yesterday, I'm the same God today. You the one that decided to find another God and serve that.
Baby, you know? You changed.
Yeah.
You got going,
yeah.
Change.
You know what I mean?
Put it up. You changed.
Right. He's like, man, it wasn't me.
And you know what? When I'm facing that, and I think a lot of people think when you're born again or when you're a Christian, when you come back to Christ, that everything is going to be coochie crunch. Let me tell y'all something. Mm. It's not. I still face adversities every day, but I remember how we're living. I even wrote it big on my wall in my room. Just one day, it may sound crazy, I just went and I got a paintbrush and I got some stencils and I put power living. So I can remember that, you know, I'm not of the world. The world hates me because I'm chosen. I'm of the chosen people. I came from a royal family. I am of royalty. That's why I look different to you, because I'm royal. And you are looking at me like, yo, why is she glowing like that? And Mary J. Blige even said it in a song, you know, everybody wondering why Mary ain't mad no more. I ain't got to be mad no more. You know, I'm in the kingdom. I'm taking my place. I never was not from the kingdom. I never was not from a royal family, but I'm taking my place now, what God has for me. You know, I'm
taking my place.
I'm getting my inheritance. Abraham, I'm getting my inheritance. It's mine. God said, I'm the head. I'm not the tail of this thing.
Right.
I'm the head.
I'm the over, not the under.
yes, exactly. So it's very important for us to understand when we power living and when we facing adversities, this is what you can say when some things come against you. You can say, God, lift my eyes of circumstances. That's powerful. Lord, lift my eyes above my circumstances so I can be able to focus on you and your blessings over me and your kingdom and what you have over my life, over my finances, over my kids, over all these generational curses. Father God, lift my eyes above my circumstances for the people that get on my nerves, that I want to choke out. Lord, lift my eyes above my circumstances.
Because
if you keep looking down at what's not done and hasn't happened for you yet, or I want to be married and seem like I can't find a good woman or a good man, or I want to be able to have a better house or a better car, but I'm working at this job and it don't pay me this, this, and this. Now, let me tell y'all something about blessings, and I only can say this for me. I can't speak for you because this is my journey. I got a personal relationship with God, and that's because I'm practicing it every day. When we have to live a life that is righteous to God in order to receive the blessings of God. Let me say that again. We have to live a life that is righteous to God in order to receive the blessings of God. Meaning
that
when, yes, well, post that thing, meaning that when you live in a life that's righteous and good in God's eyes, and you worship Him and you pray with Him and you have a quality time with Him, you're going to be the one to have job security at your job. You're going to be the one to get the raise. You're going to be able to have a mate that's with equal yoke for you, that God has blessed you with. You're going to be able to get that car. You're going to be able to get out of debt and they pay a dime. You were $75,000 in debt, and you went to apply for a house and got approved. You want to know why? Because you got favor, y'all. You got favor.
It'll make it not even appear. Like my grandparents,
you go
apply. They wouldn't even see it.
They wouldn't even see it.
That's crazy. And God is good.
He'll go in the crease and the cracks for everything and make everything right for you. But all he asks you to do is worship and pray. Have a relationship. Get to know me. I know you, baby.
I
know everything about
you.
I made you. So you got a power to live to get to know him. It's us that don't know him. And the way we get to know him is through his word, that good book that you got in your house. Everybody that got a Bible in their house right now, I want you to go through the whole house and open up every Bible. Open up some blessings and word come out in your house. Why is it closed? Why is it closed? Open them up. Every Bible, even the little one you got in your pocketbook. Open it up anyway. I get, excited about this thing, and I get passionate about this thing because Diva Mary Kay was a broken woman that got a second chance to make the first decision. That's who Diva Mary Kay was. I was a broken woman who got a second chance to make a first decision. I done been through homelessness. I done sold drugs. I done had sugar daddies. I done smoked. I done drink. I done betrayed my family. They done betrayed me. I done cheated on my mate. I done went through all that. Look at all that stuff. Y'all like, dang, Diva Mary Kay is all messed up. No, baby. I was just on the wrong side. But I'm blessed and happy on today that I am a woman of God on today. I'm a business owner. I'm a part of a youth and young adult ministry. I got great relationships, good co-hosts. My name got good credit on it now.
That's what's up. See, that's what I'm talking about. The Bible tells us, man, great name is chosen rather than great riches. You say you can have all the money in the world. I'm looking at your name. What does your name represent? What's your character? You know, just because you got money, don't mean you're going to pay me what you owe me. I need to see your track record. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of times, like you can go to a bank, and that's what they look at. Okay, yeah, I'll see you have $100,000 in the bank, but your credit sucks.
We can't approve
no
you
good.
To get the benefits.
Right.
You can't get
no
the benefits.
Right. Exactly, you know what I'm saying? But to touch on what you were saying about how you got saved and how you thought, you know, life is, or people think life is going to be, you know, squeaky clean, or it's going to be a walk in the park, you know, he never said that, you know. He never said it's going to be cool. The promise that he gave us was, he said, I'll never leave nor forsake you. You know what I'm saying? That's what he said. He said, I never have I seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging of bread. You know, certain things. He never said it was going to be easy. He just promised you, I'll never leave nor forsake you. My son, my daughter, my friend, whatever the case may be, you're going to have to go through some things, you know. Matter of fact, I want you to go through some things because that's how I know I can trust you. You know, when I start building your trial, you start building up your, you start getting your trials and tribulations, so that's how you start building up your character. And so I start building, and start seeing your purpose, start seeing your vision coming to fruition. You start seeing all these different things starting to come into place. When you start going through some things, people think God is against them once you start going through stuff. And like, why is this happening to me? Because he trusts you. You know, so just like the song say, just like the song is saying right there, right behind us in the background. He said, "I'm stronger, I'm wiser." Why? You know, when he sings that song, it's like he sings with conviction. And I done been through a lot of stuff. Yeah, I probably done seen hell almost, but God, you know, I would never made it if it wasn't for you. You know, because you said you never leave nor forsake me. So all this other stuff I've been through, I know I couldn't have got through without you.
Amen to that. Amen. Well, let's go to the guidelines and get some love, man. We got Tacoma live in the building, 253-283. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding with Mike Mitch and Diva Mary Kay. What's your name and where you calling from? 253-283, can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, that be me. Hey, God bless Mr. Diva on the Spot Radio. Mike, God bless you guys. Hey, awesome topic tonight. Tacoma in the house. This is Man of God touching bases. Hey, this is some powerful stuff that we live in here. Just to piggyback on what you guys were talking about, and even you gave the scripture. The scripture just talked about us living as servants. Oh, we was a servant first. We had to understand that we're a servant to God first, because
right.
God was a servant for us. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So now
right.
We're taking place now. We obeying the righteousness of God. So when everything that was sin, we let it die. That's what the scripture is talking about. It's talking about the Almighty servant, God that was a servant for us. God sent his only begotten Son for us so we can die for all of our sins. You feel me? So
right.
We had to realize first that we are a servant. In this peace that we serve in our Almighty God, we have to become servants. And I think me and Kristen, we talked about this the other day. That servant peace, we have to become in our spirit and in our souls that we are servants to the Most High. And then what happens is it opens up level ground for righteous plan and for righteous souls to come to Christ. That's what our mission is. And I'm saying this powerful living peace, man. I'm like you, sis. I'm excited too. And that we're bringing into the Christ. So we have to understand that this piece here, that this thing that we serve here, this righteous God that we serve, we have to come to the roots that everything we do now and every time we step foot outside our doors, even in our own homes, because we have children and young people, that we have to be serving a Most High God, because people are standing around watching. You know what I mean? Now they want to see if your name's still tarnished. They want to see if you've been washed and cleaned again. You feel
me,
man?
Good point, bro.
You know, so what's taking place is, remember, we go into the book of Mark, and we talk about how we walk through the village with the disciples and we're performing miracles. And I always share this with people. It wasn't so much about what he was doing and how he was doing it. It was about the onlookers, because he had some yayers, and we had some folks standing around waiting for him to make a mistake. But it ain't no mistake, and we know it ain't no mistake when we start dealing with our Almighty God. Okay, there's some mistakes in between. But the mistake is, once we fall down, we get back up and dust ourselves off. And that's what we make people stronger in this relationship and this righteous God that we serve in. Hey, man, I can go all night with this, but I'm going to let y'all finish the show. Hey, good show. I'm loving it. Keep it popping, y'all. Keep it popping. God bless.
Thank you, Rodney, man. We definitely appreciate that. And I like what you said about, you know, they're going to be watching. It's going
right.
to be all lookers. And let's look at this scripture right here. Let's look at what God is telling us. Genesis, get your plate. Y'all know it's the Bible.
Yeah.
Grab your plate.
That's right.
Grab your plate.
That's right.
All right. I'm about to, you know, hit y'all with some more mashed potatoes. I got some baked macaroni and cheeses coming. I know you want the second piece. We're going to go right here to Genesis, chapter 3, verse 8. It says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord, of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." And I read that scripture for you to say, you know, who do you think I am? Don't be ashamed of who you are. You don't have to hide from God. You know,
right.
And then and another thing, if you are a child of God, a woman of God, a man of God, a believer of God, if you believe it at home, you believe it outside. If you if you praise the Lord online, you praise the Lord offline. Do not be ashamed of who you are. Don't go hiding like Adam and Eve, you know, when you are in the presence of the world.
Right.
Why are you switching your game up? Why would you turn and now you say, oh, well, we can't talk about this. We can't talk about God and stuff when we in the school and whatnot. I come up in my son's school. Big shout out to my young King Makai. I love my son. I come up
That's
in his
right.
school praising and worshiping. Praise the Lord, y'all. How y'all doing? God bless you today. Principal, everybody getting it.
Right.
Everybody needs to see this anointing and this blessing over me and know that Makai has a mother that's a believer.
Right. You can take God to school, but you can't take God out of me.
And since I'm in this school,
God going to be here too. You know what I mean?
He with me everywhere.
Yeah.
Where can you go in the world that you can hide from the Lord? So that's exactly why, and it's a prime example. You know, the reason why Adam and Eve was hiding from God, because they knew that they had ate from that tree, the forbidden tree. They knew that they had did something wrong. But look, God still forgave them. God still loved them.
Man,
God still protected them. You know, when you disobey God, there's going to be some consequences. Yeah, Adam and Eve got it. What was the consequences, y'all? I'm throwing it over you, Mike. Man, tell them about the consequences so we can get this power living. Keep pumping it, man, right here on Diva Spot Radio, Spiritual Feeding with Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mitch. Let's do it, man.
Man, you know, the consequences is the reason why Jesus Christ had to come anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I said, the first Adam failed. That's why I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Because the enemy's influence was greater on Adam and Eve than it was than God's influence. That's the reason why they ate from that tree. You know, they let the enemy influence them, made it sound more appealing to them, and he tickled their ear. You know, and that's why they fail like they fail. And that's a lot of times what happens to us. You know, God can tell us one thing, and He can be straightforward, like, Mike, do this. You know, don't do that because this, that, and that will happen. The enemy will come along, man, come on now. Now you know. That's not that's not even true, man. You know, you take that, man, you're going to feel good. You're going to be great. You're going to, you know what I'm saying? So it make it sound enticing. And especially when you're a newborn believer, and, you know, so it's going to be hard to stand strong. That's why you got to encamp yourself around people around with similar motives, that think like-minded like you, around believers that you're going to be accountable to, that's going to be accountable to you, and that's going to strengthen you, because iron sharpens iron. You know, I was reading today about Paul before when he was Saul, before he turned into Paul. You know, God said, I got to deliver you. I got to deliver you from the people that you used to hang with before I send you back there. You know, because if you're not of them, you won't be influenced by them. I'm trying to send you back for a purpose, for a mission, to go back and say, tell them that they need me. They need to be forgiven of their sins, stop their wickedness. They need me. So I need you to be my spokesperson to tell them that they need me, and I'm here to do this. But I can't send you. It's like I can't send a recovering drug addict, fresh, been off drugs for 2 days. I can't send them back to the crack house to go get more people.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta make sure you're delivered from that addiction. I gotta make sure you're delivered from murdering people. Make sure you're delivered from all these things that can put you back in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
you gotta make sure
so,
you're ready. That's why that
exactly.
that 90 day, that 30 day, that 60 day, that 90 day. You know, that's why you set them goals, man. You just can't send them fresh back in there because you know the desire. You gotta be dead. You gotta lose the desire to do
that's
these
that
things. It's a process. Not gonna happen, and it's
yeah.
people around you, even the ones that you think that love you, are your triggers. They'll trigger you to going back out in the street. They'll trigger you to getting back high. They'll trigger you to drink. They'll trigger you to have sex. Again, the enemy we was talking about, because all the enemy do is come to kill, steal, and destroy. Y'all need to know this. Some of us wake up with the enemy every day, laying right in the bed
mm-hmm.
with us. Y'all better know
mm-hmm.
when we get up in the morning, the devil was outside our bedroom doors doing push-ups. He can't
That's
wait.
Right.
He's doing push-ups.
Yeah.
He can't wait to get up like, you know what, that's all right. While he was sleeping, I couldn't get to him because I tried to open the door and I seen God in there. God was
right.
in there protecting him.
Yeah, I seen the blood
stain.
He threw
a monkey wrench in my joint. Yeah, you know, so you definitely got to understand it, and I really like how you brought that out. Like, you cannot sin. We are new. When you coming back to Christ and when you renew, you are newborn. You are reborn again, but you cannot send a person right back to that same spot where they was until they strong.
Right. Exactly. It's like sending Pookie back into the Carter.
No,
you know what I'm saying? it's not possible. You know what I'm saying? He ready to work. He fresh. He clean. He done did his push-ups. He running a couple miles. Now he ready to go work. You know, but once he got around there and start being in an environment, he wasn't strong enough not to take no drug. You know, so he ended up taking a drug and he ended up losing his life. You know, I mean, it can be that serious. You know what I mean? But we gotta make sure we're ready, well prepared. It's like going to a job. You know, after so many months, you can't move up until you prove yourself of being a worthy employee. You know, being a dependable employee, to being trustworthy, to be always on time, to make sure you're trying to go above and beyond the call of duty. You know, you will never get that promotion if you're not doing that. Just same thing
mm-hmm.
here, you know. God, He wants to teach you and train you and mold you up, so that way He can trust you with more things. You know, He said, "Be faithful with little things, so I can make you rulers over much."
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you take care of the small things, people like to complain about, you know, maybe cars. You know, I need a new car. My car is raggedy. Well, you know, take care of it. You know,
and
keep it up. You know,
and that's the thing right there. And that's the thing right there. You know, if you can take the time out to complain, the energy it takes to complain, it takes the same energy to be happy and to be thankful. You got to get rid of these attitudes and get some gratitude on today. We're going to take a short break and get into a song. And when we come back, Mike Mitch, I think that we should definitely touch on self-esteem, the power limit through self-esteem, because self-esteem is very important, especially
Definitely.
When you're powerlifting.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and take a break. Let's get into some of this good music that God has blessed these artists with. It's something about the name Jesus, y'all. I'm telling you.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
It is the sweetest
name I
know.
I love
the name Jesus.
Oh, I love the
name. Oh, I love the name Jesus.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest
name. It is the sweetest
name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
I feel. Oh, when I call your name,
when I call your name,
said it's just like fire. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh, oh,
dang, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Gives me goosebumps every time. Faithfully, she said, I've been lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated. I've been duped, stoned, talked about all day long. I've been up, I've been down, almost to the ground. But as long as I got King Jesus,
I don't need nobody else.
I literally got goosebumps on my arms. It's all good, man. It's definitely all good. That's spiritual feeding. I'm going to go ahead and grab it. We're definitely going to go in on this self-esteem, you know, and we're talking about Power Living. You tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mitch on Spiritual Feeding. Each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east, north and south. Y'all know we got love for y'all. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can listen live on your phone or on your laptop, your computer, your iPad, however you want to do it. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, and you can jump right in the chat room and listen and, you know, just hang out with us because we're going in on this power living. Mike Mitch, I'm going to let you go ahead and start on power living with the self-esteem.
Man, you know, I was sitting here thinking, I'm like, okay, self-esteem, man, God talks a great deal about self-esteem, having esteem of self, and for self-esteem, it'll cause you to, you know, esteem him to the Most High, you know. So, and Peter got some good stuff, man. 1 Peter 2:9, it says here, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Then he goes in the first, back in the 1 Peter 3:3-4, it says, do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of your hair and the putting on of the gold jewelry or the clothing you wear. So, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. You know, so a lot of people like to look good, smell good, even in the church, like to put on the finest suit, the best threads, and you know, but the inside, the internal, the quiet spirit is not quiet. The gentle is not gentle. It's not beauty. It's, you know, a lot of times it can be, you know, kind of reckless, rude, obnoxious, you know. But we look good, you know what I'm saying? We look good, that's okay. You know, like people say, fake it till you make it. You know, I'd rather you see me for who I am, and then once God take me to where I need to be, then you'll see that. You'll see His power. You know, the fact that He blessed me, it took me from glory to glory. You know what I mean? And that's what I want to live my life. I want to be so transparent that people can just see God all in me, you know, all through my life, and everything I do, you know? I just want to live my life, my self-esteem. I'm very secure with who I am in Christ Jesus. So therefore, I can step out and proclaim His name to the fullest. You know, that's why you got to be secure with who you are in Him. That's the only way you can really, you know, be effective in power living.
You definitely
really
right
live
about
live powerfully. Yeah, you can't really live powerfully if you're not secure who you are. Nobody's going to believe you. You know, if you try to sell Jesus, they're not going to buy it.
Yeah, and the one thing about it, you're right, when you try to sell Jesus, ain't nobody going to buy it because you don't believe it yourself.
Yeah.
How are you going to sell your product that you don't believe in? And that's what we're talking about tonight. You know, me and Mike Mitz is talking about this power living. Power living is so important, and self-esteem does play a big part in power living. And God did talk about, you know, really a lot about self-esteem, because a lot of us, we get caught up in, you know, what we see on TV, what we see in the magazines. They even got us believing that if our phone don't post something 6 seconds ago, we so slow, you know. Oh, that was so 6 seconds ago. Did you know that Diva Mary Kay, you know, just went over to Africa? Oh, that's so 5 seconds ago. You know, how do you post something on Facebook? And, you know, the dude playing for him on a commercial. I mean, really be careful about what you're really intaking on the television, what you really intake it in your homes, and overstand for yourself. Overstanding meaning that you have unlimited information. Understanding meaning that you have limited information. So overstand the part that you play in your home and what's coming out of the computer, what's coming out of the TV, what's coming out of the world. Because once you go out and your children go out in the world, you guys are separated. You and your mate is separated. Your family is separated. So it's very important for us to have power living for ourselves. And talking about, you know, self-esteem, get your plate, y'all. Get your plate. Everybody should have their plate, a.k.a. their Bibles. You're now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding with Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mitch. We're going to go in this right here. Let's talk about it. Big shout-out to Jazzy. I got this love for Jazzy, man. I appreciate you, man. But, yeah, all day. Genesis 1 and verse 27. So Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. And remember, guys, as I minister to you, I minister to myself. Real talk. I have to say that. So we got our plates, you know. You got them snap peas, you got them green beans and potatoes, and them hamburgers I passed over there. You got them? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, big shout out to Uncle Thurms, too. If you, let me say this right now. Good Lord, Uncle Thurms, Uncle Thurms. That makes me just want to, I went down to Uncle Thurms. A big shout out to Rodney. The brother invited me down there to have some lunch. Man, I had me some Cajun catfish, some baked macaroni and cheese, collard greens, rice and beans to go with this, and a nice big glass of old-fashioned lemonade. It even came in one of those kind of looking like a mason jars, but it was kind of like, it had like a little body on it. But man, and I had yams. Let's not forget the candy yams. Lord have mercy.
You're making me hungry.
Man, when you come over here, Mike Mitch, that is the first place I'm going to take you. Mike Mitch, when you come over here to Washington, I'm going to take you to Uncle Thurms. It's in Tacoma, Washington. It's located on G Street. And I'm going to take y'all over there. Matter of fact, I'm going to pull it up on the web and post it on the internet, too. They got some great food there. Oh, man, it's wonderful. But back to this word of God, which is a spiritual feeding. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says, so God created man in his own image. Y'all hear that? God created man in his own image. Created you in his powerful image. So why are we walking around here with self-esteem issues and thinking that, you know, that we're not significant, or we're not coming from royalty, or I'm too big, I'm too skinny, I'm not smart enough, my hair not long enough, such and such and such, my car not nice enough, my clothes, my shoes don't match my hair bone in my hair. Come on, y'all. Come on. All you doing is opening up the doors, the windows, the back doors, and everything for the devil to be able to come in because of that doubt. Fear and doubt is what's going to keep you unsuccessful in the kingdom. It's what's going to keep you unsuccessful from happiness. You got to notice that you made perfect in God's image. God didn't create no losers.
Right.
You know, he didn't create any, you know, have-nots. I don't know. Whoever told you that is a lie. Tell them, matter of fact, call Demon Mary Kay up and show me them, and I'm going to tell them they a lie. Because I'm confident in mine. I know God created me perfect. That's the way I am. Whether I'm 210 pounds or if I'm 2,010 pounds, I'm still blessed. I'm still blessed.
Amen.
And y'all got to speak this into your life, because the self-esteem issues is what's going to keep you away from him. Now, in order to have positive self-esteem, you know, which adequates to a positive self-image, you must understand who you are. You got to take a moment to meditate, you know, on the image of an awesome God, y'all. You know, just take the time to meditate on the image, you know, of an awesome God just making and shaping you to be just exactly how you are. Now, once you do that, you know, and I like to give, you know, little activities. I like to for you guys to put some work behind this, because we definitely going to feed your spiritual feeding, but you gonna have to put some work in when you come here. That's why we tell you to bring your plates, aka your Bibles, and bring a notepad. We in church, y'all. It's just a lot more funner over here. Now, what you gonna do? You know, after you get that the image of our awesome God, you know, just making and shaping you to be just exactly how you are, you're going to write down five characters, five features, or five emotions that God made unique to you, you know. Then you're going to give some thought to realizing and fulfilling your purpose. You know, I took some time out to write down some features about me and some unique emotions, and you know, just five of them right off the back. I'm kind, I'm a leader, I'm outspoken, I'm detail-oriented, you know, I'm a good speaker. These are things that I can actually list on my resume. But this is what God implanted into me. So I don't have to have no self-esteem issues, because I'm a fine person. And not only that, I'm a leader, you know, I'm outspoken, I'm very detail-oriented, and I'm a good speaker. I don't know about y'all, but I get happy about that. I remember when I wouldn't open my mouth. Let me go ahead and dig back into my plate. Mike Mitch, I'm going to pass it on over to you. I need to get some of these beef ribs right here.
Beef ribs, man, it sounds good. You're making me hungry. Man, but, yeah, man, we definitely, but I'm going to go ahead and eat this word here. But definitely got to, you know, get our self-esteem together. If we do have any self-esteem issues, you know, we need to get them together, because God already said, he said, man, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. We should not have any issues with who we are if we know whose we are. Like I said before, man, you know, God made us for this purpose. And our purpose was to bless his name at all times and be in a like image like him in the earth. You know, Psalms 139:13-14 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." You know, so yes, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. you know, and wonderful is his works, marvelous in our eyes, and, you know, all this stuff. Why should I be, why should I have self-esteem issues? Why should I be insecure with who I am? You know, like you said, whether I'm 210 pounds or 2,010 pounds, why should I not be comfortable in my own skin? You know, I should still be comfortable in who I am because of what he said I am, not because what my so-called friend said I was, or what a person that just hating on me said I am, or, you know, a person that don't want to see me shine say I am. They have no significance in my life. So the person that has significance, those are people I should be taking to. Those are people I should be listening to. You know, if God say I'm this, that, and the other, yeah, that's what I should be holding on to. You know what I'm saying? Not somebody that does not even have my best interest at heart. You know, or doesn't even call to say, see how I'm doing. So why should I care what they think? My self-esteem issues should be based on who I am, what I know I am, and, you know, and all that. So if we can't, it's hard to tell somebody that, you know, you should be like this because this is who God says you are when they just been dealing with that for so many years. So you just got to show them in the word. Hey, look at all these scriptures that God, this is what God thinks of you. You know, it's a tons of scriptures of what God thinks of you. And you can take that to the bank. This is how you should feel about yourself. If God thinks you're the person that created you, why should you feel something different?
And you definitely right about that. I'm going to go ahead and get a little poetry session for y'all right quick. Y'all need to hear this. Check it out.
It's you that showed and paved the way for me to be free from captivity. My eyes wide open from this foolish place full of madness we call the world. Showing nothing but worldly ways full of hate and misfits that don't know your word. Lord, it's you. I can honestly say my faith is bigger than a mustard seed. Full of life and not living by what I see. Got one day feeling like thousands of years. Time's ticking. Open your eyes. You're here for a purpose to serve them in your heart. You should know this. After me, I stand in worship. Thanking the Lord for this prosperity, humility. Lord, it's you. Blessing me with a second breath for every season to prepare for the spiritual lesion. Battling my flesh, sometimes it weighs heavy down deep inside, but I surrender. No longer guilty of this chaos and mess ups. Not living as a vessel, strapped up with my breastplate and missiles. I'm ready to face up, no more crying out. Walls of treacherous business, make no mistake. It's not subliminal texting, stop missing. Don't test me, disputed men and women. Destruction under construction, wake up. The truth is salvation, through God he is ruthless. Lord, it's you. That I refuse to lose the light and purity you blessed upon me, cause I'm not no fool. I've been taught by the best, and that best is you, not no worldly dude. Come on, this sister knows what she got to do, showing love and compassion to those lost in need, twisted with no bread to feed. People young, dying, blaming, and questioning, like, Lord, what I do? No, people got it all wrong, they're the ones who didn't accept you. Can't get mad cause I've been there and done that, and I know I'm telling the truth. Lord, it's you. It's time to go toe-to-toe, teaching these grueling and demeaning so-called streets. You gave me the power to be poetic and maintain your message, to get through those that need your lessons, confessions, trials, and tribulations. Lord, you sent me a vision. I'm going to complete my mission. It's not a challenge by faith and with strength. Lord, Black Crown going to get it. It's for you. The Alpha and Omega says the Lord God who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, you Lord above. And I'm still shouting out, I do this, Lord, because it's you.
Don't play with it. Y'all think Diva Mary Kay wasn't going to find the queen? Big shout out to Omeka, man, from Black Crown ENT, BC Ministries, man. When she sent me that over, I said, yep, this is definitely what I need with me on a daily basis. I got this in my MP3. Power living, y'all, self-esteem. You know, you can't get caught up with the things that's going around you. Lord, it's you. You sent me a vision and I will complete my mission. Can you hear her? Can you hear it? Can you dig it?
Yeah, I can dig it.
Can you dig it? It's important, man. That's that power living, man. We gonna wrap this thing up. Spiritual feeding. We didn't, you know, eat all the majority of the food here, but the spiritual feeding is unlimited. It's abundance of spiritual feeding. You got to encourage yourself in the word each and every day. That iPad that you got with you, that smartphone that you got, make sure that you are encouraging yourself with the word of God, the music of God. Keep your armor on with you every day. Power living. We practicing power living every day, meaning getting up, smiling that crusty smile with the Lord, giving him praise and worship before you put anything into your body physically or eating. Get the word of God, even if you're going through, and I would suggest Proverbs. Proverbs got 31 chapters, and Proverbs talk about lifestyle. I love Proverbs. It's going to definitely, if you do that for 31 days, you're going to be in a good place. I'm telling you, by the end of them 31 days, you're going to have a lot of understanding. But read a scripture a day, even if you don't understand it. But that's the first thing you want to do is get God's word, get God's blessing, anointings in you before you go out in this world, and pray over your kids before they leave out the door, pray over your mate, and pray over yourself when you leave out. Pray to God and say, God, protect my home, Lord. Have it better than what it was when I left the Lord. Protect my neighbors. Protect everything around here. Let no weapons nor tongues, we can't forget about the tongues, y'all, nor tongues be formed against the shall prosper, shall work. I'm going to throw it over to you, Mike Mitch.
Yeah, definitely, man. We got to make sure we, you know, keep the faith, man. You say you want a relationship with God, man. The only time you can have a relationship with anybody is when you spend time with them. So when you spend time, you got to, you know, make sure you, you know, get in that word, dwell on those things that are, you know, that are praiseworthy. Think on things that are pure, you know what I'm saying? And you really want to focus on Christ every day. Purpose, you know, live your life on purpose, to purposely, you know, live it for God. So that's definitely my final thoughts. And, you know, like I say, man, you want a relationship, man. Like the time you spend with your parents, you know, with your mate, with your kids, you know, you want them to know you. You want them to get to know them, you know, from the inside of the house. That's the same thing with God. He wants to know you. He wants you to get to know Him. You know, first and foremost. You know, He said, if you abide in Me, I'll abide in you. It's a two way street. You know, so. That's definitely, we always want a relationship with God, man, and not just go through the motions, but we want to be, you know, want to be genuine and authentic. So, you know, that's my final thoughts.
I definitely appreciate that, Rodney. You got a final thought, and I want to give a big shout out to Mark in the chat room. We see you. And this is Spiritual Feeding. We on each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. Everybody in the chat room, make sure you go to the top of the page and click the follow button so you can be able to get updates on when Spiritual Feeding is going to be airing live. And we invite you guys. All you got to do is follow me on Twitter. I'll put that in there. Follow me on Twitter. And if you got a topic that you want to come on and be the co-host of the show and talk about and be the guest on the show, then you can definitely come. We invite you guys. So, you know, we definitely thank you guys for tuning in. And, Rodney, do you got some final words before we get out of here?
Yeah, I got some final words. I just want to say I enjoyed you guys. Very good. Iron sharpened iron. Mike and I do agree with you, man. And it's about having a relationship and establishing a relationship so we can carry out a relationship. God says show yourself friendly so you can gain a friend. Amen. I need a whole lot of friends in this world today, man, because, you know, sometimes we get down on ourselves, and sometimes we don't understand that if I don't have a sister or a brother that have my best interests at heart to call me, to encourage me, to pick up the word, sis, to read, or just to pray for me, that little encouragement can carry me to another day. And I appreciate you. And remember, relationship is better than a partnership.
That's some good words right there.
I thank you for that, Rodney. We're about to get out of here. I'm about to hit y'all with a throwback. Let's go. Make sure y'all tune in next Friday to Frontline Fridays. And we definitely going to get it in. It's your girl, Diva Mary K, a.k.a. Ebony B, with Mike Mitch right here on Spiritual Feeding. Freddie's dead, man.
Yeah.